If we are to enter it, the over-self, we can and must enter while yet in the flesh. It is not a time or place, but a state of life and a stage of development. It is the ego-free life. The ego is not asked to destroy itself, but to discipline itself. The personal in a man must live, but only as a slave to the impersonal. These two identities make up his self.